Ever wondered why so many locals in Okinawa, Japan, or in Rammstein, Germany don't enjoy the company of drunken American soldiers? Learn about America's 800 military bases in 80 countries and find out why the locals want Uncle Sam out of their towns. Discover how the US spied on its closest allies and how NATO troops are getting closer to Russia's borders while blaming Moscow for the confrontation. Observe how much US taxpayers spend on the Pentagon's overseas military campaigns and why some European nations are avoiding to pay their share of NATO defense fees. Listen to our special series Global Defense 101 when the whole world is against you. Just like his predecessor in the White House, Donald Trump made a public commitment to pursue peace. But judging by his first steps in office, with $60 billion allocated for the Pentagon's wars next year, and with the number of active-duty U.S. Army soldiers being raised to more than 500,000, Trump will rely on the use of force even more than Nobel Peace Prize winner Obama. In May of 2016, Donald Trump embarked on his first presidential overseas trip. He started it by visiting Saudi Arabia, then flew to Israel, stopped by in Italy, and even met with Pope Francis in the Vatican. He left the Pope's office saying that he was more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. Trump's next stop was Brussels, where NATO leaders gathered for the alliance's annual summit. Events in Brussels probably looked a bit odd right next to the Vatican meeting, since NATO is perhaps the least peaceful international organization in the world, with its history of involvement in armed conflicts, some of which, like in Libya or Afghanistan, are still simmering. But pursuing peace wasn't first on Trump's agenda in Brussels. He wanted to talk to NATO leaders about money, the money they failed to allocate for defense needs. Even Germany, which hosts the largest number of US overseas military bases, isn't doing enough to pay an equal share of its NATO fees, since it only spends 1.26% of its GDP out of the previously agreed-upon 2% on defense. So basically, Trump was trying to convince alliance members to increase spending on military needs. Precisely what he was planning to do at home. One of Trump's campaign promises was to increase the size of the US Army to 540,000 active duty soldiers from 460,000, which was the final number when Obama was leaving office. In the process, Trump placed a formal ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. The apple of discord with the transgender community, according to the US commander-in-chief, was the same as with America's non-paying NATO allies – money. Trump went on a long Twitter tirade claiming that, quote, the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail, unquote, were in the way of decisive and overwhelming victory which the armed forces should be focused on. In August 2017, Time magazine reported that the tremendous medical costs mentioned by Trump could be somewhere between $4.2 million and $8.4 million, which is almost nothing compared to Pentagon's other programs. But in the end, medical costs for transgender people serving in the army seemed like a penny on the dollar compared to the bigger financial game that Trump and his administration were concerned about. In September this year, the US Senate passed the $700 billion National Defense Authorization Act. Besides the main budget for 2018, which will give pay raises and additional bonuses to US servicemen, the bill specifically allocated $60 billion for the Pentagon's overseas contingency operations, simply put, wars abroad. So, no matter how convincing Trump's peace tweets look, with increased US military spending and with NATO's possible additional defense expenditures, the world is likely to become even more militarized, possibly with fuses being lit for new armed confrontations. But whether the Pentagon's super soldiers, state-of-the-art Navy ships, or 5th and 6th generation fighter jets will be equally effective in protecting Americans and citizens of other countries from a vast array of modern threats, including terrorism, remains to be seen.